David Holmes did not take notes of Trump-Sundland conversation. By Joel B. Polak on November 21, 2019. State Department official David Holmes admitted in closed-door testimony last week that he had not taken notes about the conversation he claims to have overheard between President Donald Trump and U.S. Ambassador to the EU Gordon Sundland. Holmes testified in a public hearing at the House Intelligence Committee on Thursday morning that he heard Trump speaking to Sundland on a mobile phone while sitting at an outdoor restaurant table on July 26, the day after Trump's call with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. He said that he heard Trump say investigations, and that in a subsequent conversation, Sundland said Trump wanted to investigate the Bidens. Sundland disputed that in his own testimony on Wednesday, saying that he recalls saying Burisma. Holmes told Democrat Committee Counsel Daniel Goldman on Thursday that he had a clear recollection of the conversation because it was so unusual. But in his closed-door testimony, Holmes admitted that he did not hear the entire conversation, and could only hear one side, Sundland's, for much of the call. He also testified that he had not taken notes of what he heard Trump tell Sundland about Ukraine, even though it was his habit to take notes of almost every conversation. He said he did take notes of what Sundland discussed about the president's efforts, ultimately successful, to free rapper ASAP Rocky, who was then jailed in Sweden. "I pulled out my phone at that point and I opened a note and I took notes of the Sweden portion," he told the committee. Holmes added that he sent those notes to the deputy chief of mission at the U.S. Embassy in Stockholm. But he made no written record of what he now says he heard Trump tell Sundland, and Sundland's reaction, which he has now brought to the House Intelligence Committee in an effort to assist Democrats in the impeachment effort. Asked why he had not taken notes of the Ukraine portion of the conversation, Holmes said, "It was so quick and upfront, and that's when I realized how significant it was. By the time I got it, his mobile phone, out, he moved on." Holmes also claimed we take notes on meetings between foreigners. Right after he explained that he had taken notes on a conversation between Trump and Sundland regarding ASAP Rocky, Jordan counted at least 9 people Holmes had spread the story to, despite its possible implications for U.S. national security and foreign policy. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He earned an AB in Social Studies and Environmental Science and Public Policy from Harvard College, and a JD from Harvard Law School. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won: The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.